Now, back to more Saskatchewan Roughrider football. It's the third quarter with Derek Taylor and Luke Mullinder. This is the voice of Rider Nation, the 620 CKRM Cooperators Roughrider Radio Network.
Couple minutes to kick off here in the second half. Final regular season game. The Riders off to a bit of a slow start, down 14-0. Luke, you wanted to discuss. We were talking Hilltops and Huskies and the great work they've done this season.
Hey, quit getting sensitive, Regina. Quit getting sensitive. I was just advised that some people didn't like my Saskatoons killing Regina in the grassroots football category right now, but they are. The Huskies just won the Hardy Cup, and the Hilltops have just been unbeatable for the last 7 years.
Upset the Thunder in that
final. They didn't upset the Thunder. They beat the Thunder again. It happened when I was there. But let's not get it twisted. Let's not start running around calling the executive saying, Luke's carving it. Yeah, you know what? Right now, Saskatoon's got the leg up. And I'm glad Saskatoon doesn't have a CFL team, because they might have the leg up on this Regina-based Saskatchewan Rough Riders squad, too. Bunch of sensitive people, man. I'll tell you what.
At the grassroots level, Regina's unbelievably good.
At the grassroots, like RMF level?
Love our minor football.
Let me tell you something. Len Antonini and his crew, all right? That Libel Field, like the RMF is a destination. Like, I grew up playing grassroots football in Ontario, or watching. I didn't play till high school, right? But, the minor football league's terrible. But, Kelly Hamilton, Lan Antonini, they run a great program. But guys, stop being so sensitive, okay? Just because the Huskies are killing us. It's not my fault that the U of R team can't get it together. They've got great coaching staff. I do think they need a little bit more organization at the top. I don't think McConkie's the answer there. Right? Because, I mean, Scott Fleury's just come in there and basically taken over Saskatchewan, right? So. But anyways, we're getting too sensitive, and I think it's because the Riders are down 14-0. We're just finding excuses to get mad now.
Update from the Riders sideline. Ricardo Lewis and Alvin Jones Jr. will not return to this game, both out with injuries. Riders will kick off. We'll see who's at quarterback for the Ticats. There's kickoff hanging in the air, and it's taken at the 25-yard line by Pappy White, 30. 35, turned back in, 40, made another man miss, 45, Pappy White, the pretty nice return to the 47-yard line, and Dane Evans at quarterback for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Jeremiah Masoli's day is done. I say it that way for some friends of mine who were very interested in how many yards Masoli would throw to. Guys, congratulations, Masoli finishes with 223 yards thus far.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day for Masoli. Cool. And
they got what they wanted, right? Yeah. He's ready for the playoffs if he's their starter in the playoffs. That was a pretty nice performance.
I don't think it's going to stop here with Dane Evans. He's a heck of a quarterback as well.
Tight end formation. They're going to throw on the first play, and he whips one way too hard to Banks on a little swing pass at the 42. A little too much juice from Evans on first down.
Yeah, Evans a little bit excited there, trying to get the bubble route to Tim Whitey.
That was Cornelius-like.
Yeah. It is Brandon Banks, too. Yeah, Brandon Banks is probably that's the first ball that he's seen in a while.
Ain't got to break a guy's fingers.
Second and 10.
Luke and I in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougallAuction.com. Looking for players on this defense who might pop and might earn themselves a spot in next week's game. What do you got here on second and 10? Four-man rush. Evans steps up to his left underneath Dunbar, 55, 50, and that is good for a Ticats first down. Justin Herdman-Reed is honestly all over the field in this game so far.
Yeah, and here they rush four, but the middle just opens up for Damon Evans to step up into the pocket. And again, a great job of just taking a couple steps and just ensuring that he finds his outlet route, which is number 82 near the first down marker. And Hamilton is already past the Riders 50.
Dunbar, five receptions on five targets, 89 yards
balling
so far. Four receivers to the right. It's just Dunbar to the left. And they will hand it off. Jackson, that's actually Pappy White in the backfield. 45 down to the 43-yard line, running Pappy White. They love taking that third receiver to the field and sticking him in the backfield just for a change of look. and it works to the tune of about 6 yards.
Yeah, again, switching quarterbacks, but really the same result here very early on is the ability to find spots and drive the football field.
Left hash mark, 43-yard line for the second and four play on the opening drive of the third quarter. Riders show five. They'll bring five. It'll sweep to Tim White, and that's not going anywhere. Oh, he spun up Keon Adams, and this might go somewhere. 45, 40 down to the 39-yard line before Mac Henry's able to chase him down. That play should have been ended by Adams, but this is going to be just shy of a first down.
Yeah, Adams initially does a great job of setting the edge of the defense and not letting White, who comes from the slot back backfield, past him, but he's unable to secure the tackle. White turns the field. Great effort by Mac Henry to chase him down, because Mac Henry essentially saves a first down, but now it'll be third and about half a yard.
And they're going to go for it. They'll bring in two tight ends. One is Kalinich. One is defensive end Julian Hauser as the defensive lineman tight end. Very cool. Dane Evans, he's got it easily as he tries that right side. He's down almost to the Rider 35, and this drive will continue. We're here for spreads.ca, Young's Equipment, and Dos Locos Strawberry Lime Tequila Seltzer, which will sound good with our post-game wings here in Hamilton. Man, this Riders defense, they are... they're allowing it in this game. 223, 237, obviously not much in the rushing factory, but the Ticats pushing up on 250 yards passing already in this one. Fake the handoff to Banks, dump it underneath. It's Ackland, 35. 30, Marshall, nice form tackle at the 28-yard line, a pickup of about 7.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I think that's an under. I think we need to focus on that, the form tackle by Nick Marshall, because he's been one of the worst tacklers on this team here as of late, and here he really puts an effort into it, and it's really what we've come to expect to see, but not what we have been seeing from Nick Marshall.
Give it to Jackson, right side, still standing at the 26, and then slammed down by Garrett Marino late. Marino wonders why he got a flag, but everybody knows that the whistle had blown twice. You kind of have to stop there, and it'll be a first down, and then the penalty will be half the distance to the goal. Unnecessary roughness on Marino, half the distance, and it'll be a Ticats first down.
And this is the risk you take, right? Right now, it seems as though it's you want to, again. They looked close, right, to starting to put some things together, and that's why I was disappointed to see that Fajardo was taken off the roster. I this team needed to continue to build, and right now they're getting swarmed, and the discipline is starting to be an issue too.
Fake the handoff, pull it, dump it, and a little underneath is caught. Jumping up is Kalinich, over top and down to the 5 yard line. Nick Marshall tried to go low. Kalinich at 255 pounds. Marshall went to the ground. He and Kalinich were talking, and Marshall went down. Kalinich has a reputation as one of the dirtiest players in the league. I'm not sure what happened there. But Marshall,
I'm not sure either, and I'm not going to comment on Marshall's effort on the tackle. Put it that way.
It'll be second down from the 6 yard line.
It's got to be constant. Can't be great one time and then pathetic the next.
Ackland alone in the backfield. Evans looking for the end zone. He's going to scramble. Gunning low and complete for the touchdown. Brandon Banks is in the end zone, and the Ticats now lead 20-0.
Yeah, and here's the most concerning part. You look at the body language of the players on the field, and you can tell they're disengaged. And this is literally the start of the quarter. There's a lot of game left, and there are guys that just look totally uninterested in playing the rest of this game. And unfortunately, the body language isn't something, or the body language right now, and the problems I see with the body language is being carried by some of the vets on this team.
As we had the convert, what do you mean? What are you seeing?
They don't look engaged at all. Guys just look like they're out there to be out there right now. Nobody really seemed interested. Even that touchdown right there, nobody really seemed to care that they actually scored it. They were walking around immediately. And again, this is
not the way to go into the playoffs.
No, this is not the way to go into the playoffs at all.
Let's continue that on the other side of the break. The Convert is good. 21-0 Hamilton with 10:14 remaining in the third. We continue. And the Riders will get the ball on the other side of the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
10:14 remaining in the third quarter. Riders down 21-0. 9-play, 51-yard touchdown drive to give the Ticats a 3-score lead. All the touchdowns brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. Different quarterback, Luke. Same story for this Ticats offense and this Riders defense.
Again, it's the body language for me after the touchdown drive. Uninterested, not engaged. It's got to change around here pretty quickly. And the frustrating thing is the body language issue was with some of the vets. Those guys have to understand they need to lead this team.
Domagala repins the ball, left hash mark. He will drive it deep. It'll be Morrow at his 10-yard line. Let's see what he can do. 20, 25. Broke a tackle, 30, down to the 32-yard line before he's finished off by Jackson Bennett. And on will come the Riders' offense. There's the
danger.
What
an opportunity right here, DT, is to get your team back in it. Harker's the quarterback. He's come back out here. And I think it starts up front, right? The majority of our sort of analysis here in the halftime show was based on the inability for the offensive linemen to really block properly. But
I think we're going to break, Luke. Let's do that right now.
We are.
With 10-10 remaining for AGCO and SaskTel, we'll talk about the return of Josiah St. John to this game and a new-look offensive line on the other side. The Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is John Ryan, your Rough Rider punter from Regina, Saskatchewan. You listen to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
10-10 remaining in the third quarter. Riders down 21-0. John Heyman on Twitter at JP Heyman. You guys may say a meaningless game. I say potential Grey Cup preview. John, I love the positivity. Let's get there. First and 10.
Love it. Riders. Optimistic.
Yep. First and 10 from the 32. Tight end formation. Harker in shotgun. He will fake the handoff, pull it on the roll to his right with pressure from Davis, dumps it off underneath, flag down in the area of holding or an illegal block as Rashard Davis makes the catch for a gain of about 7.
Yeah, no, it's RPO, and it's one of the plays that the Riders probably wished Harker would have taken the R aspect of the RPO and handed the ball off, because Morrow had a chance to make a run. Unfortunately, it was a penalty to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders anyway, putting them at first and 20. And the Riders have had trouble manufacturing 5, so it's not looking good for a 20.
Offensive pass interference called against the Riders. 10-yard penalty, first and 10. Evan Johnson at left guard, Josiah St. John at right guard. St. John back from his injury. They've switched sides of the guards, which is something to discuss after this first and 20 play. Harker looking left, gunning into a tight window, picked up, and Delacay read it like a book at the 30, and he is down at the 26-yard line. Harker appeared to get got on that play.
Well, I was talking about being a boomer bust, and right now this is a forced throw. Harker should not make this throw. He's been trying to get to the middle of the field for the majority of the game, but yeah, this is just a bad read. He wants Davis coming over the middle, and yeah, it's not happening. This was not a good, and Tunde Adeleke, great read on his part to make the interception.
Yeah, Adeleke back at safety, the third-year man from Carleton. Yet another piece of this Ticats defense that you watch them go and think, man, they should be a problem in those playoffs if not the favorite to make it out of this East Division. Evans continuing at quarterback, first and 10 for the 27, bringing a whole bunch of people and throwing out of bounds and incomplete. 7 Riders coming. He just fired that one a mile over Banks.
This is a zero blitz from Jason Shivers, and it's a great call, right? Take the accountability off of the players, put it on yourself, send the house, right? Ask the players to play tough man-to-man on the edges, and it works out because Evans has to throw the ball out of bounds immediately.
Second and 10. See if they can get a little stand here. This Riders defense. As they show six at the line of scrimmage with Milligan and Pinckney up there, they'll bring just four. Evans has some time throwing the corner route, which is not open yet, and it's incomplete. Intended for Dunbar at the 2-yard line. Well done by Clark and Milligan, and it's third down, Ticats.
Yeah, and if you're Saskatchewan, you've got to take the positive, right? You held them. They had the ball via a turnover in a really inconvenient spot for the Riders defense, and they held to a very quick two and out. So, again,
hey, little
good
positive.
Job. You got to build, right? You got to take that as sort of a stepping stone to start creating, because this game is not over by any stretch.
Well, you said every play is another piece of your story, another thing for your resume. That was very well done by this Riders defense, and it forces Domagala with the 34-yard field goal attempt. It's up, and it is good with 8:39 remaining in the third quarter. It's now Ticats 24 and the Riders no score. The field goal brought to you by Affinity Credit Union, supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. We'll break for the Salford Group and the Williston Basin International Airport. Riders offense back on the field when we return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
For in-depth discussion on everything Riders, get in the cage. The Sports Cage with Derek Taylor. Weekday afternoon starting at 4 on The Source, 620 CKRM.
8:39 remains in the third quarter. Riders down 24-0 to the Ticats. And when I woke up this morning, I said, all I want is for Luke at some point in the broadcast to mutter the words, I'm buying a Mason Fine jersey tomorrow. And we have the chance now.
Yeah. Isaac Harker I think he started pressing a little bit too much. That's two interceptions, and we got number 8 in here. And what we know about number 8, or at least what we saw out of him in camp, is that he understood where he needed to make the throws.
And they're going to blitz him on the first play, fake the RPO, and they'll give it to Moore. This is a nice run, 10, 15, 16 yards across the 50-yard line. Jamal Morrow had a nice hole, and it's a nice finish.
Yeah, and it's a good way to let Mason Fine just sort of adjust his way into the game, right? Give him an RPO, let him hand the ball off, let him sort of get his feet under him.
Make him go no huddle. Love it. Jason Moss.
Yeah, don't let him think.
Yeah. First-year man out of North Texas, 24-year-old, pulls this one, drops it off underneath the Picton. Oh, and that's covered well by this Ticats defense.
Wow.
That was Ciante Evans on the tackle.
Sorry, DT. Nope. I wouldn't say it was covered well. I would say that Schaefer Baker missed the block, and Hamilton flooded the run lane.
Schaefer Baker kind of turned around and went, oh, yeah, that's Ciante Evans. I probably should have.
Well, I think that they had the numbers, right? And I think it confused Schaefer in terms of who he needed to put his hat on. So he chose zero people.
Second and 11. They'll keep Lenius in as an extra blocker. Fine. Straight drop, looking left. Double clutches underneath. It's caught at the midfield stripe and reaching forward into Ticats territory. It is Picton on the reception. That'll leave the Riders in third, and it'll be about 4.
Yep, and you know what? Hey, this is Mason Fine getting an opportunity now on third down.
Oh, they're going for it.
Wow. It's 24 zip, DT. I think that this drive, they need to score something in order to have a hope in heck to get back in this game.
Chafin Bake and McInnes, the wide receivers to the left. Hamilton showing 6 off each edge. Picked up nicely by Lenius, thrown complete. Nice catch by Mitch Picton to plop 1 foot down and then get out of bounds, and it's a Riders first down.
Well, more importantly, great throw by Mason Fine here. He's got Picton going towards the sideline. He collects himself and puts it right on the money, lets Picton catch the ball and get a foot down to guarantee the sticks move. And again, a great effort to get out of a 3rd and 5.
Picton and Lenius, the tight ends on this 1st and 10 play, 6:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Pull it from Morrow, going to throw a little flat. It's Picton again, 45, pushing to the 40-yard line. Javon Santos Knox finishes him off at the 41, a gain of five.
And Mason Fine's doing a good job here of not trying to do too much, right? He's keeping it low. He's just going out and completing throws, right? Because, and you saw an example of there, even though he went to the flats, he did have Shaq standing between the numbers and the hash. There was a couple defenders in and around the vicinity. Hey, let me just live to see another day. Let's not force anything just to get a couple more yards.
Second and five, left hash mark, Ticats 41-yard line. Fake the handoff, Fine, fakes a little underneath pattern, keeping it alive, and he'll throw it away, incomplete, into the bench. Just wanted to get rid of that one as everything downfield. Shaq was well covered up, McInnes as well, and it's third down.
Yeah, the reason they were well covered up is because they expected the ball to be run here. They were running routes as if they were getting ready to block guys, but none of them were really had their head turned. And if you go for it on third and five, you may as well go for it on again when you're in the in their territory. So third and five here.
Bring me all the go for it on third downs. I'm loving this. This is great. Plus, it's more reps for Fine, who puts three receivers into the left side. Morrow stays in the block. Gunning in route for McInnes, incomplete. Ciante Evans in coverage, and Fine took a bit of a shot. And it'll be a turnover on downs. And we will go to break to digest Redhead Equipment and Quality Tire. Thank you for helping us bring folks this broadcast. 5:25 remaining in the third. Riders down 24 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
What's going on? This is Kyra Moore. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
5:25 remaining in the third quarter. Riders down 24. They turn it over on downs with Mason Fine at quarterback. 4 of 6 for 19 yards. Keeping it close to the vest. Mason Fine not looking at all. I mean,
Mason Fine looking fine. I mean, he didn't force anything.
I didn't want to go there, but yes.
He ran the offense. Again, with a guy like him who probably knew he might have gotten some playing time, so it wasn't like this is a complete surprise to Mason Fine. For a guy to get in there and really play composed, especially on a couple third downs, although there, I think that he really got sort of stuck to his target. I think that if he would have looked and gone through his progressions, he probably would have found a first down throw. But either way, it was a good start for him.
First and 10, Hamilton from their own 41-yard line. They'll fake the handoff, and oh, man, Evans can run 50, 55 still, 50, 45. Yeah. Dane Evans on the faked the jet sweep and kept it through the right side, and that is an enormous gain.
And this is what's so frustrating about Nick Marshall. In one play, he makes an incredible form tackle that you can put as clinic film, and against a quarterback, he is a complete pillowcase. This is ridiculous, this attempted tackle on a quarterback from Nick Marshall. And that's what's so frustrating about him. He can be the best player on the field if he wants to be, but sometimes he just chooses to exist.
He just tried to put a shoulder
high. It's not hockey. I hate when he does that. It's not hockey.
That's a real good thing of, it was one of those neutral ice. I'm just trying to whack a guy. Pappy White on the backfield, 40, flag down in the area of holding, 30, down to the 27-yard line. Pappy White with the jets. But this one is coming back, and it looks like Chris Van Zyl needs a moment. It looks like, hey, he's skating back through the ice in senior men's, and Marshall's like, hey, I'm going to just pop you. That no one is falling for that. I would have been able to stand up through that.
More
and
importantly,
he did it to a pro football player.
More importantly, DT.
The flag
more
goes.
Importantly,
flag goes against the Ticats, and there is a rider down on the far side of the field. Gary Johnson Jr. needs an extra second to get up, so we take an injury break. And the injury report for WorkSafe Saskatchewan, where even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play. Go ahead.
More importantly, take some pride in your film. Guys, watch that. Right? And there's I remember in my career, there was plenty of times where I knew a play that was coming up, I did not want to look at it. It felt knots in my stomach because the whole team was going to look at a play where I could have done a lot better. Take pride in how you present yourself. You're a leader of a team. You got young guys out here who are quite frankly outplaying you. Damon Webb, right? Jeremy Clark. Right? Like, those are guys, like, Nick Marshall's got to understand that, hey, at the end of the day, you're also being evaluated. And you're out here. I don't want to get NSFW or whatever you call it.
You're being evaluated for next season. Everybody is, because everybody comes with a price tag. And if somebody's cheaper, Evans, a little flat pattern, is Jackson at the 50, 45-yard line, still on his feet, and he is ushered out of bounds. They'll get back the 10 yards they lost on the penalty, plus a couple of more. Hamilton in second and eight.
And here's the deal. It's not, in this case, it's not if someone's cheaper. It's if someone is willing to make the physical effort, because you're just not out here making an effort at all. Got to put a better brand for yourself on film.
From the 43-yard line, fake the handoff. Evans then gunning across the middle. No, look, it picked off. Ailey Buka hit it right in the hands. 35, 40. Buka cuts back at the 45-yard line, intended for Tim White.
Yeah.
But White never looked at the football, it seemed like, and Ailey Buka with a freebie.
Yeah, Ailey Buka is just sort of standing in the middle of the field, and he makes the read. And Tim White is the intended target right up the hash, but he never turns around and looks for the ball. Dane Evans is looking for him, and Tim White is just running through to the corner as if he's clearing out. And Ailey Buka says, well, if you don't want the ball, son, I'm going to go and take it and get me on some film here. And a turnover, timely for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
There was a play like that in the 2019 West Final with Manny Arsenault, where you're just clearing out the zone, and you never expect that ball to be coming to you. That's what that was. And Ailey Buka with the interception, I believe that's the second of his career. Morrow has to cut back. Oh, here you go, 50. 55, still alive. He got back off the defensive end, broke a tackle downfield, and Jamal Morrow, good for a gain of 11 and a Riders first down.
Yeah, Morrow right now is exhibiting the same sort of things that makes Powell special. The ability to make a really quick cut as soon as he touches the football, but one of the things he has over Powell, and this is because of age, is speed burst.
Yeah.
He's really got some jets.
26-year-old from Washington State, first and 10. Riders fake the handoff. Fine on a full roll. Under pressure, wide open is McInnes at the 25 and 20. Stiff arm, 15. Run, Justin, down to the 8-yard line. Justin McInnes for 45 from Fine.
This is a fantastic play by Mason Fine, because what he's put on film so far is he wants to throw short. Here he rolls out, and Hamilton, the DB and linebackers, they suck up to the shorter throws in the flats. And Picton gets behind the secondary, and Mason Fine with an accurate throw gets Picton for a first down, and the Riders are threatening to score on the 8-yard line.
Yeah, Justin McInnes on the catch, good for 45 McInnes. Yards. First and goal from the 8-yard line. What's Fine got? Looking to his right to the end zone for Picton. High ball. Incomplete. Tried a little jump ball over Jamal Rule. Almost got there, but it'll be second down.
Yeah, and you really, I'm not questioning the play, but I feel like don't let yourself get excited here as Jason Moss. Maybe dial up a run, right? Get him in a more affordable end. But I guess you are in three down territory, right? So you can easily dial up three pass plays. So I get it at the end of the day. Right now, you've got four receivers to the left side or the wide side of the field. Let's see. Oh, they're changing up.
Time to get Shaq Evans. He's the lone receiver to the right. Get Shaq Evans a touchdown. That's where they're going to look. They're going to throw jump ball for Shaq in the end zone. And, oh, incomplete. Looked like it was played well by Roll. Shaq had to try to double catch it and couldn't, and it'll be third and goal.
This is exactly what you want your quarterback to do. Give your playmakers a chance to go up and win a one-on-one battle. He puts it in a great spot, and Shaq flat out just drops this football. And this is why I'm talking about body language. This is why I'm talking about attitude. Every time we hear Shaq Evans constantly talking down on himself, you don't put it into the air. If you're talking about a guy who's excited to be out there, excited to play, he makes a better effort, in my opinion. So I'm questioning this call to get the points, though.
They're taking the points. They're going to give Brett Lowther a 16-yard field goal attempt. It'll break the zeros, because 16-yard field goal attempts are roughly 99% for the history of the Canadian Football League, and it is good. 1:25 remains. It's now Hamilton 24, Saskatchewan 3. I really wanted them to go for the touchdown.
It was the right play. It was right there. Yeah, that
third down.
Could have gone for it.
I really wanted them to go for the touchdown. That why not? Get Mason Fine some love. They break the zero. They're still down three scores, but they do allow us to thank our friends at Affinity Credit Union. Their profits live in Saskatchewan, and so do they. Unbank yourself. It seems like I take flack for numbers. It seems like they were afraid of zero on that case.
Well, or they just want to build, right? Like you gotta start somewhere. 0-0. I mean,
24-7 would be a great build.
Yeah, but
24-8 would be great.
You really deflate a young quarterback too, though, right? Who's just done a good job of getting his team down the field, right? Again, they needed to catch that one. I think that the ball to Shaq in the end zone there was a perfect throw from Mason Fine. He did exactly what he needed to do, and
he made two good throws into the end zone. How about you've already gone for it on third and five with him twice.
Yeah.
You turned one over on downs. He came back out, and he threw a beautiful ball to McInnis. If he's feeling down, that third and five from before didn't hurt him too much. I feel like why not just let him ride with it? But they'll give Brett Lawther a chance. This is a high skying kick. It'll be taken on the run at the 35. Catch it, make one man miss, and go down at the 43-yard line. Trying to figure Albert Awachi in on the tackle, trying to figure the big man for the Ticats who made that nice catch and run.
Lawther pooches it, yep.
That is some great big man work on the kickoff return, by the way, Luke.
Just got it. Yeah, you got to catch the football. That's it. Right? Catch the football, start there. But it wasn't a traditional offensive or defensive lineman. It was actually Kalinich. Who just resembles an offensive lineman sometimes.
Well, from up here in level 7, he is a large man.
It's like Derrick Henry running around there.
6'5", 255, the officials on Nikola Kalinich. That is bigger than A.C. Leonard, just saying. About a minute to go here in the third quarter. Continues to be Dane Evans. He will hand it off. Big hole at the line of scrimmage. Cross the 45 to the 47-yard line. A whole mess of riders in there, including Chrissy Zala in on defense for the first time this season.
Yeah, it appears that A.C. Leonard and Jonathan Woodard's days are over. They didn't start the third quarter, and Woodard's been sort of hanging out on the sidelines without his helmet or anything, so... Looks like it's on the young guys now.
And it looks like A.C. Leonard will win that sack title. I like it. This is Evans on his own on second and three, and he's not going to find much. He gets maybe the 50-yard line, but that'll be third and a long one at the very least.
Yeah, you got Pete Robertson mixing it up down in the bottom here. Just puts an edge on the defense, and Evans really runs right into him. So, look.
Adams, Francis, is that Charbel, and Izala out there as the defensive line?
I'm saying,
line.
DT, you're gonna punt the ball here, right? If the Riders get a quick score at the top of the fourth quarter here, got some life. But they're going for it.
Yeah, third and less than one, so Evans will sneak it left side. He'll get it and a few more yards to spare as he gets that to the midfield stripe on the final play of the third quarter. The scoreboard for Quality Tire at Quality Tire. They know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. The Riders down 24-3 for Battery Depot by CAA, Young's Equipment, and SGI. Take care out there. Fourth quarter action is next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is fourth quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Final 15 of the final regular season game for the Riders. They trail 24-3 in the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Luke and I in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. As we got to kickoff, we knew this game meant nothing in the standings, Luke, but you couldn't tell that here in the stadium.
Yeah, it's a great crowd here in Hamilton. There's a ton of people. You've got your Rider Nation representation, as you always do in every single city. But I've really loved the sort of atmosphere. Ottawa and Hamilton, they have a really engaged fan base. They're great sporting communities, and today they prove it again.
Yeah, the slag that Toronto gets as a fan base should not include
the rest of
the Ontario teams, because they are great. It's Pappy White out of the backfield. He has wrestled down at the 53-yard line. Squinting to see that is Keon Adams in on the tackle for a gain of 2.
They've been celebrating the life of Ticat, great Angelo Mosca, who means so much to the community here, and you really get the feeling it's like George Reed in Saskatchewan, right? That type of impact.
Yeah.
2nd and 8.
Yeah. How would George Reed have been as a WWF wrestler? Pretty good.
Depends.
That's all I knew Angelo Mosca as a kid. Oh, he did play in the CFL? I just remember him as a wrestler because, man, when you are great, you can do a lot of stuff. Five-man rush under pressure, sliding out, flag down in the area of holding Dunbar at the 30, and he's down at the 27-yard line. Nick Marshall on the tackle, but I'm pretty sure this one's coming back.
Yeah, thank goodness it's a holding call because that was a – another play where Evans buys himself a little bit of time moving around in the pocket and then finds an open receiver downfield on the hash.
Flag called on John Yarbrough, the rookie American out of Richmond. It'll be a 10-yard penalty in first and 20. There are some quarterbacks in this league, and it's not even the great quarterbacks, who are so good with that, just sliding a little bit, right? Bo was the standard for so many years, but even a guy like Cornelius in Edmonton, for all his faults, he can keep plays alive just with little shuffle,
What you want to keep the launch point that you drew up during a play. You want to keep the launch point in the play as close to the launch point in the actual game. Right? The more you get off the launch point, the more the offense has to adjust. Everybody, I mean, right? Including the O-lineman. That's where you get in trouble.
Three-man front for the Riders. They'll bring four. Evans gunning underneath. It's caught by Acklin at the 50. Broke two tackles, 55, and he's into Rider territory at the 53. He will be finished off ultimately by Nakis Onyeka, but some broken tackles, and Acklin a little worse for wear after that one. It'll be third down, Ticats.
Yeah, he does a good job getting off the first tackle, but more importantly, good job in pursuit by Nakis Onyeka, who came from the other side of the field. And that's what I'm talking about, right? Those bars of gold, those opportunities, right? Put yourself doing some valuable things. Get evaluated the right way. And pursuit of the football as a defensive player, you can never go wrong. The Ticats are punting.
Third and nine, and Saskatchewan calls a timeout. Garrett Marino, little late getting off the field, so the Riders will take their timeout. Because it's a late-season game, we've had no measurements so far, but we want to say thanks to all our sponsors, including the Canadian Brewhouse. The NFL and NHL live at the Canadian Brewhouse. Ask your local CBH about their game day specials.
They got a tomahawk steak night at the Canadian Brewhouse that I'm hoping I didn't miss, now that I think about it.
Those pop up every once in a while, where you get a giant slab of meat, and I am looking forward. All right, Ticats are in a punt formation with a center, a 6-yard gap, and then three people to each side. They are just going goofy, are the Ticats. They will now retreat to a regular punt formation, sort of, and Bernalette will kick this one away. Or Whitford, excuse me, will kick this one away. Driving Rashard Davis down to his own 7. Nice punt, 47 in the air. Davis just gets straight up field. Hamilton is putting some wacky stuff on film. Just looks and different looks and... just, I don't know if they're trying we'll have to go to break. We're trying to kook it up with the game with the Alouettes coming next week. A little scrum at the 15-yard line. Hope everybody gets out of there cleanly. 13:02 remains in the fourth quarter. We break. The Riders down 24-3 for Nutrien Ag Solutions and AgCo. Back to Hamilton on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The Source, 620 CKRM.
13:02 remaining in the fourth quarter. Riders down 24-3. The offense back in the field again. No Ricardo Lewis. He left this game with a foot injury or an ankle injury, something in the lower leg earlier on. It just struck me, Luke, how much Rider Nation would enjoy if Ricardo Lewis, if for some reason he's not able to play, how much they would enjoy if here, oh my God, that's Paul McRoberts' music.
Paul McRoberts.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's Steve Austin's music. Yeah. Yeah.
Broken glass, and here's number 88 making his return. In one of the 20 years from now, we're going to be telling Paul McRoberts stories as Rider fans. First down for Fine, deep in his own end, a little in route. It's picked at the 20-yard line. Good catch, late flag.
Yeah, it's going to be roughing the passer.
Fine is up, and he is all right. The catch by Picton and at 15 yards to that will be Rider first down from just outside their own 35-yard line.
Little combo route to the short side of the field. Shaq Evans up the field, and then they try to get the slant right underneath Evans. Either way, they would have gotten this roughing the pass penalty and a first down, regardless of the result. And it's Harker back in.
Excuse me, it was Harker. They're far away from us, so I couldn't tell. I just assumed it was Fine, but it is Isaac Harker back in there, and a nice completion. He'll hand us one off. Dropping his head, Jagarrett Davis making the tackle as Morrow reaches across the 40. Mark him at the 40-yard line for a gain of 4.
And I'm not sure what the thought process is. If Mason Fine's not hurt, right? Why would you take Harker out of the game, and then, like, this is, it's not camp, right? Like, I don't know.
My guess is they perceive Hamilton is lightening up a little bit with their defense. So maybe Harker has some more time to do the things you were talking about, progressions and stuff, without having to dramatically improve their own blocking. Four-man rush here. Harker with some time. He's going to throw it up. Lollipop coming back to the ball and dropped. Chafin Bake inside the Hamilton 50-yard line. That ball was flopping around in the air, incomplete, and it's third down.
Well, DT, if you think Hamilton's lightening it up defensively, Harker just definitely does not agree with you, because the reason that was a duck is because he absolutely got planted by...
Oh, high five.
Julian Hauser.
Harker's arm is coming through. Hauser reaches out with his right hand and gets Harker about the elbow as he's coming through at full speed.
I don't actually see Mason Fine out here. Like, I've been looking for him ever since Harker got back into the game, and I do not see Mason Fine on that sideline. And maybe I'm just blind.
See what we can spot. Corey Vedvik on to punt, standing at his own 26-yard line. You'd expect him to be in his helmet, standing somewhere near Jason Moss. That could well explain why Harker's back in this game. This is a nice punt from Vedvik, although it's in the middle of the field. It bounces nicely down to the 10-yard line. 5-yard, no yards penalty as White trying the return. 15, and they'll get to the 17-yard line before Albert Awachi makes the tackle. It'll be in the 5, could be a 10-yard penalty as well. I'm told Fine is standing beside Moss with a black coat on. So Mason Fine is...
Not sure why you would take him out.
I don't remember him taking a shot. Let's go to break and see what we can find out when we return. Quality Tire and Seedmaster, thank you. 11:24 remains in the fourth quarter. Riders down 24-3 on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is William Powell, running back. You're listening to the Rough Rider Radio Network.
11:24 remains in the final regular season game for the Riders. Their final tune-up before they host the West semifinal against the Calgary Stampeders. And...
Someone's getting tuned in.
Man, 24-3, the Ticats lead in this one. Plenty of quarterback sacks for the Riders in this one. They're all brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet Buick GMC, the playmakers in Wadena. Always remember, drive a little, save a lot. Four receivers to the left for the Ticats as they go first and 10, just outside their 25. Five-man rush. Evans, it's held up nicely, throws it wide, and for no one in particular, Acklin was close. Tim White was breaking out. It's incomplete.
Yeah, and right away, Dane Evans puts up his hand to Jalen Acklin and says, look, that is completely on me. And he's right. It was just an errant throw. Threw it far too behind him. But credit to Pete Robertson, and this is why the play might have been an errant throw, is because Pete Robertson got his hands up and maybe blocked the vision of Dane Evans to his receiver, Acklin.
Yeah, he had a little jump, and like a good rebounder in basketball, he's up twice very quickly. Second and 10. Rider show blitz on the left side. They come. Evans, gun and corner out. Acklin, good. 45, 50, 55. Cuts back into the field, and they say he stepped out of bounds, which is good because Justin Herdman-Reed was going to knock his block off. That'll be a deep gain, and they're into Rider territory with the first down.
And Acklin says, look, man, I know I underthrew you the last time, but just go and run yourself a corner route, and I'll find you again. And here he puts a great ball just over the head of Milligan, who's in coverage trying to add to the defenders.
They mark him way back, actually, at his own 54-yard line, a 28-yard pickup for Acklin. First and 10, Ticats, as we tick down to 10:30 remaining in this one. Riders show that three-man front, and a fourth will creep up quickly. Gunning underneath, it's Acklin right where the blitzer came from at the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Not blitzer, but fourth rusher stepped up from there, and that's where Evans went.
Well, it's a good call, right, DT? So what they do is they blitz from the field. But essentially, the blitzing linebacker, just all it does is create space, and it's a perfect call because they had a quick slant from the slot essentially to replace the spot the linebacker vacated. So, easy first down call there.
Kevin Francis in at defensive end now with Keon Adams. Garrett Marino and Charbel DeBeer in at the defensive tackle as they make their line change. Tight end formation, four receivers to the right. Fake the handoff. Evans buying time, looking downtown, guns it across the middle, complete inside the 25-yard line. Tim White with the reception. And Tim White has his sixth of the game and another Ticats first down.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. I think we missed a holding call here on Van Zyl to Kevin Francis. But, again, one of the things these young guys are getting is a good look at the cream of the crop.
Oh, that is
a hold. When it comes to the Hamilton Ticats O-line, right? And Kevin Francis does a good job of getting around Van Zyl. And it looked like Van Zyl had to pull him back at the last minute, but it wasn't called. Unfortunately, equates to a first down for Hamilton.
I think he showed his most outstanding lineman card and got away with one on that one. You get a freebie when you're the MOL. Little draw play, eaten up and down. So quickly on that one, Keon Adams not having it. Don Jackson stuck for a loss of four.
Yeah, Adams just comes off the edge here, and it's a great read because what happens is his tackle that he's over top of goes away from him. So essentially what he does is he starts by chasing his tackle down, and then he identifies the ball up near the running back level, makes a great play to put the Ticats in a second and 14.
Why not hold him to another field goal? See what you can do. Everything is a building block. This is maybe not the best way to go into a playoff game, but every play is another chance. Evans, straight drop under a five-man rush, gunning across the middle, high, and is that picked up by Buka again in the end zone? He's on the run, made a man miss, five, Ailey Buka again. Johnny on the spot, flag down after the play. Van Zyl, I think, is going to get called for one.
And another terrible throw by Dane Evans. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know how Buka ended up with this football. Fantastic athleticism displayed by the former first-round pick. They're sorting out the penalties.
Yeah, the third-year man out of Calgary with yet another interception. Unnecessary roughness called on Van Zyl. He overshot Brandon Banks. And Buka.
Oh, it might have hit the ground, but Buka just dives and tries to make a play on the ball. And Steinauer's reaching for the flag because they did think that it hit the ground.
If this is an interception, it is a hell of a catch by Buka. Oh, my goodness.
You know, and here's the problem, and I think that guys on the TSN panel.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as we return from break for Salford Group and Sask Lotteries. 8:09 remains. We believe we're going to get a challenge. But we'll discuss that when we return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
Stay in the know with Canada's team. Listen to The Sports Cage with Derek Taylor weekday afternoons starting at 4 on 620 CKRM.
8:09 remains here in the fourth quarter. Riders down 24-3. Ailey Buka with the interception in the end zone. Returned at 8 yards. Chris Van Zyl called for roughness. A 15-yard penalty. I do not believe we got a challenge from the Hamilton sideline. Riders will take over first and 10 from their own 22. Ailey Buka, defensive star of the game. Two tackles.
He's balling.
Two interceptions. Isaac Harker back in at QB. Fakes a handoff. Throws a little flat to Lennius. 20. 25. Cuts back on Evans. Tackled at the 32-yard line as Javon Santos Knox blows the play up. That is very close to 10 yards.
The only thing I can think of in terms of the rotation at quarterback here is that they made a concentrated effort to play Mason Fine in the third quarter. They said, we're going to give Mason Fine the third quarter and go back to Harker in the fourth. That's the only thing I can think of, unless he's hurt. Anyways, second and short.
We'll find out from Coach Dickinson in the post-game show. Certainly do stick with us for that. Hand it off. Morrow, it'll be the 34-yard line, and that is plenty for a Riders first down. Just checking how many times I've said Riders first down in this game. 13 versus Hamilton's 26.
26-13 in first downs. Wow.
As Saskatchewan losing the turnover battle as well, thanks to going for it on third down. But man,
and throwing the ball to the other team.
That tends help. Someone texted the show twice this week to say interceptions aren't a real stat. We should discuss that at some point. Out route, Shaq caught. Did he stay in bounds? He did. Dancing around the 40, gets up to the 42-yard line. Shaq, good for 8 yards.
Yeah, and Harker puts this ball on a zip line to Shaq, who's running an out route, and he manages to corral it and then try to get another couple yards because he did a good job avoiding the sideline. So takes about a. It's now second and about three and a half, or third and three, excuse me.
No, second and three.
Yeah, the play clock's wrong. It's second and three, and it would have been second and five had Shaq not made that effort.
Shaq's first catch of the game.
And what is going on?
Time count violation. Ugh. Zeros on the play clock. Time count violation on Saskatchewan number 16.
Well, so, you've got your backup QB in there. You've got a young offensive line, right? There's got to be a sense of urgency. Someone's got to be keeping an eye on the clock. Doesn't happen there. And really, they go from having all the playbook at their disposal to having, you know, a small aspect of the playbook at their disposal. Second and two goes to second and eight.
From their own 36-yard line, left hash mark, they'll motion three receivers into the left side. Parker looking across the middle, forced out by middle pressure. He's going down at the 25-yard line. He is finished off. Jagared Davis with the sack.
Yeah, Jagared Davis, not the season I think that a lot of people were expecting out of him. But here he's playing a good game. And it's just another matter of just, A, nobody open downfield, and B, pressure getting to Isaac Parker.
Quarterback sack brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Taking down high vehicle prices. Drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. Davis came into this game number six in the league in quarterback pressures. That's sack number six
for
him on the season. He's a guy who double-digit sacks only once in his career, but consistently top five in quarterback pressures. Really one of the underappreciated defensive ends in the Canadian Football League. Corey Vedvik's punt. Up, and it'll be Pappy White.
We're going to get a roughing
36.
Kicker here.
Oh, they'll keep the ball.
Yep.
White breaks the first tackle, but he goes down inside the 45-yard line.
The ref had to think about it for a minute.
He said 10-yard penalty, and we will replay third down. It was third and 16, so now third and six. The Riders will very clearly accept this because the field position on its own, even if they don't go for it, the field position on its own is certainly worth it. Plus, more reps for the punt team. Just hope that within all this, we've seen, honestly, a lot more scrappiness and cheap shottiness than I really wanted to in this game.
Well, yeah.
This is where I do this. I hope nobody gets hurt. Both these teams are going to the playoffs. Both these teams are hosting the game next week.
Yeah, but only one of the only one of the teams looks like it.
So they re-announced the penalty. It's on Lorenzo Maldon, number 94 of Hamilton.
I don't know. I saw the play as it happened in real time, and I think it could have gone either way, and maybe the refs are getting paid by the minute here and just want to extend this game as much as they can.
That first quarter was zipping by. They were letting that flow.
This fourth quarter seems to come to a standstill.
Vedvik will punt it again, this time from his own 38-yard line. See what he can do here. Really nice 38 yards net for Vedvik this season. Snap is good. One step, and this one, he murdered this ball.
That's
too.
Better.
White driven back to his 12-yard line. That's 59 yards in the air. Broke a tackle. Outside 20.
Oh, no.
25, 30. Broke a tackle
house
from
call.
The France. 40. Vedvik's going to get there.
Vedvik
got there. Beautiful tackle from Corey Vedvik. That is a form tackle at his own 52-yard line, but a big return after a big punt.
Tell you what, this is a touchdown-saving tackle, and the problem that Hamilton's going to have with this is that there are four Ticats escorting him into the end zone, and none of them see Vedvik coming across, and he makes a touchdown-saving tackle.
Simone Lawrence just let the punter walk right by. That honest,
because they were all looking for guys that they weren't looking for the guy coming across the field.
Yeah.
They were looking for the guys chasing behind the returner.
6'3", 210 guys that can run like Vedvik. I'm looking for that guy. Man, all right, we're down to 4:13 remaining. They'll hand it off. It's Jackson. He is hit quickly. Michael Pinckney in the backfield, and that is a tackle for a loss. And it'll be second down.
Pinckney's played well. Roland Milligan's been a bright spot here, or at least from what we can tell. You never know what the film's going to say at the end the next day. But there are guys out here that want to be here and that are trying to get some tape, right?
Well, Craig Dickinson made the point, there are spots on the roster for next week that guys could earn their way onto.
Yeah, well.
You never know.
I think
who wants some playoff money? Yeah, don't spoil me. Don't spoil it for me.
I think that's a little bit of a fib.
Four-man rush. Evans has all the time underneath 50, dropping his head, and plopped down at the 46-yard line. Couple of riders in on the tackle there. Nakis Onyeka is one. Kevin Francis is the other. Forgive me, I didn't see who made the catch, but we're now third and four are the Ticats at the Rider 46-yard line.
They're going to go for it. I think that it was funny. The Riders have been waiting to see which special team they send out. But because Hamilton's on the 46 and the Riders are having trouble on offense, they're going to elect to see if they can get this first down instead of be stuck between a field goal and a punt decision.
They've got the three-minute warning to decide for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. We will break for Bayer Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, Spreads.ca, and Wood River Controls. Final 3 minutes of the regular season when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
This is the Riders number 67, Dan Clark of Regina. You are listening to the best coverage in the CFL, only on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
3 minutes remaining in the regular season. The Riders down 24-3 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. As a friend of the broadcast, Joel Gasson, tweeted, I think Jeremiah Masoli's job is safe. Dane Evans, 10 of 16 for 126, one touchdown, and two. Masoli takes flack for his interceptions. Two questionable picks from Dane Evans. They're going to leave him in here on third and three. Oh, no, quick kick from Evans. And the Riders weren't ready for it. Buka makes the catch, beautifully done. And Banks tries to shove him out of bounds. Buka, smart play by him on the onside kick. And there's a scrum at the 50, and here come three Riders to help out. If that's Chris Van Zyl, I'm not even remotely surprised.
Van Zyl's out here having a ball.
It's 50-something for the Ticat, who then gets bumped on his way out of bounds by Ed Gainey. It is Chris Van Zyl.
Van Zyl's just out here being a grizzly old grumpy veteran.
Hey,
you know what, though? Those vets, they don't take kindly to rookies, and I think that's why Van Zyl took exception to Charbel DeBeer actually trying.
Yeah.
And good for DeBeer, not backing down, right? You're a young guy trying to get stake your claim and reputation in this league. Go at the vets, no matter who they are.
First and 10, Riders from their own 21-yard line. Harker in shotgun. He'll just dump it off underneath. It's Rashard Davis, 15, 20, 25. Bang from the inside at the 26-yard line. Got hit by a northbound truck.
Yeah.
After a gain of, let's say, five.
Yeah, tricky little screen.
Jake Hardy, and
he gets a few yards here. But ultimately, the pursuit on the Hamilton Tiger Cats side brought him down after five.
Second and five from the 26-yard line. Three receivers to the right. That's where Harker looks. Guns completed the 31, turns immediately upfield to the 35-yard line, and a heavy shot from Stavros Katsantonis, the backup safety. Justin McInnes with another catch and a Rider first down.
Yeah, the Riders have ran this combination to the field a couple times this game. They run Picton on a go route, and then they ran McInnes right underneath them on a quick little dig. They get a first down out of it.
I thought it was. I had to check. Jake Hardy, that was his first catch of the season. Flagged down immediately. This looks like in the area of procedure against the Riders because plenty of time still on the play clock, and Harker was mad at somebody. Hamilton going to decline this call. They call procedure on Josiah St. John. 5-yard penalty. It'll be first and 15.
Yeah, Josiah St. John just pops out of his stance a hair too early.
2:07 left on the clock. Three receivers to the left. Harker looking right. Got a little hook pattern. 35 to the 37-yard line. They'll get back the penalty yardage plus one more. Leave them in second and 9. Is that a 7th catch for Mitch Picton?
This is a good job by Mitch Picton. He recognizes it's not man, and it's in fact it's zone. And instead of breaking out on the 5-yard route, he just sits down, turns around, and sits between the defenders. Right, and again, that football IQ, I've always appreciated it out of the University of Regina grad. And he's having a good game today, making the most of his opportunity.
2nd and 9 from the 37. Ticats show blitz, they bring 7. Harker gunning underneath, it's Picton at the 40. Stiff arming, trying to duck under a tackle. Gets up to the 42 or 43-yard line. 3rd down for the Riders. 3rd and 3. You just keep going for it. Just keep going for it. 1:38 left. Let Harker be Harker.
Yeah, and a good job by Jamal Morrow here picking up the blitz. It's the only reason Harker's even able to get this ball out.
3rd and 3. They will go for it. 3 receivers into that right side. Harker looking left. Throwing an eye. That appeared to hit Mason Bennett in the helmet. If that slipped out of Harker's hand, you saw where he was going, and it did not get across the line. It'll be a turnover on downs
and
for the Riders.
He's going to be kicking himself when he sees this on film, because nobody covered the flare to the boundary where Jamal Morrow was going, and he would have had a ton of room to run. Easy first down, if not more. Unfortunately, another turnover on downs, and again, that sort of boom or bust potential in Isaac Harker. It's unfortunately been a lot more bust than boom here. And one of my favorite players is quickly taking it on the teeth, and I'm sure that Rider Nation will be its usual relentless self during the call-in show.
Are you saying that potentially Mason Fine could be the most popular man in Saskatchewan as of the call-in show? And there's a flag down because this game's not long enough. I'm going to assume it's too many men in the huddle against the Ticats. 2, 4, 6, 8, 13, yep. Too many players because Hamilton wants to prolong this pain for everybody involved.
Well, I think it's more of a case of everybody wants to play against the Riders right now. And they think
probably
there's some plays out there to be made, and they're all thirsty.
Yeah. Hamilton's...
It's one of those player times in the game where the backup younger guys are like, hey, man, you done for the game? You need me to take some reps? And depending on where they are in their incentive list, bonus list on their contract, the vets will make the call.
In all this Hamilton offense, and in all this wackiness of 2021, Brandon Banks, 7 targets, 3 catches for 34 yards is just a stat line you couldn't have sold me was going to happen at the beginning of the season. He is the 5th leading receiver in this game. He's the MOP of the league. What a weird season it's been for Banks.
2 years off, right?
And yeah.
Again, maybe we always talked about DT that Father Time is undefeated, right? And is Father Time starting to register some body blows on Brandon Banks, number 16 for the Hamilton Tiger Cats? I'll tell you what, the rest of the league is thanking goodness, by the way.
Yeah,
we'll take that. First, get this guy out of here. He's been a thorn in our side for years.
Unfortunately, they found Stephen Dunbar and Tim Hyde and had more Jalen Acklin. Handed off to Don Jackson. Stiff arm to man in the backfield. Bust through, and he drops on Damon Webb inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. He dusted. Was that Keon Adams in the backfield?
Unfortunately, it was Charbel DeBeer, who does a good job getting in the backfield, but he takes a stiff arm to the V of the shoulder pads, and Don Jackson just gets him out of that. And again, it's tough for a defensive lineman, right? Like, that's not all Don Jackson's strength. It's just when you're going upfield and then all of a sudden have to adjust to the left or the right real quickly, you don't have the leverage that you normally would. And yes, I am making an excuse for a defensive tackle because he's Canadian and I like him.
11-yard pickup for Jackson, 2nd and 4 as we get down to 1 minute remaining here in the fourth quarter. Sean Thomas Erlington, left side. He's got the first down. Spinning. Milligan grabbed him and is not letting go down to the 30-yard line.
Yeah. And speaking of Canadians that I enjoy watching, there's Sean Thomas Erlington just doing everything he can every time he touches the football. I'm a big fan of this cat.
He's not had the 2021 compared to his 2019.
I'd be interested, yeah.
Hamilton is so weird with they do not care to run the ball in a regular game. They're so funny that way.
I'd be interested to see what he is in his contract, too. Like, if this is a free agent year, someone's going to get a bonus on him.
3 yards after contact is one of the better numbers. Not the elite number, but one of the better numbers in the league. 5.1 per carry from Thomas Erlington, but as he goes again, broke a tackle, bounces off a second tackle, and he's down to the 22-yard line. So much is who's throwing blocks for you, but man, he can hit holes fast, and honestly, he's the guy that kind of gave me the, you know who we need? We just need more Canadians as running backs, because guys can do damage. This Hamilton team has three of them alone.
Yeah.
When the Riders run the ball through Keenan LaFrance, and they do it 10 times the season, Keenan LaFrance can do some damage. 15, 14, 13 seconds with two on the play clock. Take a little time count. Oh, Evans. Smart by Evans. Well done. He takes the snap. He saw two on the play clock. Got up immediately, took the snap, and kneeled down. I think even if he didn't get this off in time, you just say he did. I'm not entirely sure any of that was legal, but it would end this game quicker. The referee steps forward. Hamilton called timeout. Ah.
Well, thanks, Steinauer. Extend this. Well, not the way you want to head into the playoffs, that's for sure, DT. It's probably one of those games where you don't even turn on the film, right? You just move on to Calgary and you start analyzing what the Stampeders are going to try to do when they walk in here next week on a Sunday.
Victory formation for the Ticats. We'll talk about the film because there's some stuff to discard forever, and there's some stuff that we're going to think about as we head toward the Calgary game. Nick Marshall. We finally had the Nick Marshall conversation on the Sports Cage this week. We're going to need to have more conversations about Nick Marshall. Charbel DeBeer and Nikola Kalinic high-fiving in this one. There is one more play to go as we wrap up this final Rider game of the season. Nick Marshall, why did you do that? Marshall comes way too hard off the edge and throws a shoulder on Jordan Murray for no reason whatsoever. And I go to my temples as the game is over. Let's check out the scoreboard. For Quality Tire at Quality Tire, they know it's tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan, online at qualitytire.ca. 24-3, the final. The Riders come up short in this one. They will finish the season at 9-5. The post-game show, we'll talk to the offense and defensive stars and hear from Coach Craig Dickinson and what we will take away from this performance. For AGCO and A&W, we break back with the post-game show after this on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.